smart speakers, smartphones, online, and on Amazon TV. This is Sound Radio Wales.
It is 2:35 across the North Wales coast, and we said earlier we might have a bit of an interview on the show, and we have. You may have seen, if you live in Rhyl, you may have seen a new building that's popped up on Wellington Road in the last couple of weeks. Well, they've been working there very hard for the last couple of months, actually, since last year. Committed to Crest Cooperative. I'm joined on the phone by Steve Pugh from Crest Cooperative. Afternoon, Steve.
Sorry, good afternoon. You okay?
Yeah, I'm good. Well, I hope I'm good. So, you're from Crest Cooperative, Steve? Yeah,
I am indeed. Yeah.
What exactly is Crest Cooperative? I've sort of seen things. You've got places in Clandidno Junction, haven't you? And then obviously, you've got this new sort of store, and you've said earlier, training centre in Rhyl. What exactly do you do?
So fantastic. So we've been going for 23 years. We're a registered charity.
Okay.
And our primary focus is to support adults with learning disabilities or those that would normally be socially excluded within the community. And that's what we were set up to do all those years ago. And that's really at the heart of what we still do now. So we have got a shop in Clandidno Junction, where I am now in head office. We've got the new shop in Wellington Road, which you're talking about now. We've got a shop in Colwyn Bay as well, which is fantastic. We use the shops and the outlets and things like that to support the adults further to enable them to do more. We've got our own day services for adults with learning disabilities, and they've got a location in Clandidno Junction where they've got polytunnels, they grow things, they make things, they've got a woodwork area and all that sort of thing. So, yeah, it's a lot going on with us.
It sounds interesting. So it's basically what happens then. They come in, they can learn, obviously, like you've said, different skills. So there's the shop end of things. So obviously people would learn skills in sort of retail and working with customers and communication and things. And then I guess as well, you sell a lot of recycled goods and things. So is that part of it? Training that way?
Yes, absolutely. So we're part of what we call a reuse network. So it's a group of charities and organisations around the UK that believe that too much gets thrown away, as a lot of us do. So we take things in, we take donations and accept donations, and we try and recondition them and make them good. For example, our white goods, we've got a team of white goods engineers.
Yeah.
Take in white goods that may be faulty for whatever reason, we recondition them and we sell them back out to the community. And all the white goods come with like 12 months warranties and that sort of thing. But the adults with disabilities, they work throughout the whole organisation. So they work in retail, they learn skills there, they work on the vans and give us a hand on there. Mm-hmm. They work in admin and in various different jobs, whatever they want to do, basically. We'll encourage them and support them to be the best version of themselves, really. They're also supported. We've also got a massive team of volunteers. So we're also always on the lookout for new volunteers. If anyone's listening and they fancy volunteering with us, then we've got a great team of volunteers through any of our shops or admin or on the vans or whatever people fancy doing, then we've got that as well.
You mentioned that volunteers. Do you need volunteers with skills already, or can they come along and obviously there's full training and...
Yeah, always training provided. I mean, if you've got someone, got someone who is skilled, who can offer us a skill, then absolutely great. Someone who's retired or someone's got some spare time on their hands or anything like that, then absolutely. But it's not necessary. It's not essential. You don't have to be able to have a driving license or anything like that. You just need to be able to get yourself to one of our stores or locations, and we'll provide all the training you need. So, yeah, if you're skilled, great. But if not, you know, don't worry about it. We will skill you up and we'll train you up to do whatever you need to do.
Excellent. And I love the sound of you've got these shops, haven't you? So this new one's opened in Rhyl, and you say obviously you refurbish these goods and then you put them out for sale, and then the money goes obviously back into your business to fund for other training and to keep things rolling, basically.
That's exactly it, yeah. So we take the donations in, we take bric-a-brac, as well as the big items, as well as the big furniture items and things like that. We take little items as well, so your glasses, your pots, your pans, and that sort of thing. We work a lot with local councils to support homeless people and things like that. So people going into their first-time flats and things, we work with local councils and we do referrals through that. So pots, pans, plates, cutlery, anything that you think. They all go towards helping people out, getting on the ladder for the first time, you know.
Awesome. And your latest sort of store or centre, should we say, has just opened on Wellington Road. Tell us about that. It's I've seen some of the pictures on your social media. It's looking great, what you've been up to there.
Yeah, we're really excited to finally come into Rhyl. We've been trying to do it for some time, and we finally got the opportunity to come into Rhyl, into Wellington Road. We've gutted the building. We've got ourselves a small smaller shop, to be fair, downstairs. Mm. But you've got bric-a-brac down there. You've got white goods in there, which are main thing. You've got sofas in there, all different kinds of furniture in there as a selection. But also, if anyone goes in there and they're after something specific, then do let a member of staff or a volunteer know, because we can search the rest of our stores. And there's always someone, a member of staff, coming from this end every day, so they can bring it in the van the next day for you if we've got it in one of our other locations. And then upstairs, we've got a real big training facility that we hire out, and that we've got it's a really big training room and offices and stuff like that we can hire out upstairs. It's a fantastic opportunity, and it's an opportunity for us to come into this area that we've never been into before, which is brilliant.
Hmm. And are you finding that there's people popping in already, sort of buying things, or...? Is it still time to develop on that side?
Yeah, it's a slow burner, but I mean, it's great. The reception we've received from the locals and from the people of Rilla have been really, really brilliant. I mean, even when we were refurbishing it, people were quite keen to see what we were doing. Mm. And I think that the fact that it's a community store and that we will reinvest back into the community, we're here, be part of real community for a long time to come, and the North Wales coast is, you know, as what we do. It's been really, really well received by locals, so we're really, really pleased with that. And we're really proud to be part of Wellington Road there.
Excellent. I'll have to have a come and look. I mentioned earlier to you on the phone that quite a few years back now, it used to be the old Point FM studios, which I was part of, and did many, many radio shows from the building. It was in a bit of repair at the time, but a lot of good memories there from what I've done. And what you've done from the pictures I've seen, it does look fab. It's a big building, definitely downstairs.
It's changed a lot. You know, by all means, you're more than welcome for a tour and come in. But we've gutted the bottom of the downstairs, and then we've ripped out a lot upstairs as well to make it more of a usable space. But it's a great space, and it's a great entry into Real for us. They're really keen to really show what we can do. And encourage people, you know, if they're used to Crest and they like Crest and they're more this way, then by all means come and use this store as well. But also those of the customers that are new to us, that have never heard of us before, then come and have a look and see what we can do, because we will be different. We're different to other secondhand shops in terms of that we've got the white goods in there, and they come with a 12-month warranty and that sort of thing as well. And so it's different to the normal secondhand shops, shall we say.
Awesome. And if you said obviously about volunteers and things, and if people want to find out more, where's the best place to look? Is there a website and things, social media?
Yeah, so on our social media, so follow us on Instagram, Facebook. Facebook's probably the most active one that people use. Twitter, we've got all of those. And again, on our actual webpage, crestcooperative.co.uk, you can find us on there. Any messages that you want to ping through to us, any inquiries or anything that you've got. Again, if you're looking for something specifically, then message us on Facebook. We'll see if we can find it for you. Also worth pointing out to us, at the moment, we're running a fantastic job scheme at the moment for 16 to 24-year-olds. If they're on Universal Credit at all, then they can get paid employment with us for 6 months. And to encourage them to get back into work. And during that 6 months, they'll get full training, they'll get manual handling training, it'll be able to develop your CV and build that. So again, if you're interested in that, then again, drop us a message on Facebook or drop us a message on our website or anything, and we'll get back to you straight away and we'll show you how to apply for that.
Excellent stuff. It's great stuff what you're doing there, Steve. Thanks very much for coming on.
No, thank you for having me on. Thank you very much.
No worries. Thank you very much. Is it a bird? Is it a plane? No, it's Craig Kay. Saving radio on the North Wales coast.